This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just need to turn the headphones down just a little bit. Okay. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? We're broadcasting live. High atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, information's on the website, and your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast. And we're posting up-to-the-minute articles on and stories on the website. For example, tax hitmen are tracking your spending in the United Kingdom. And I believe that things that are interesting by the government, things that they like to try out, they try out in England and the United Kingdom first. And then they try them here. So think about that. And what they're doing is they are pouring through tax returns, looking for high risk and medium risks, as they perceive them, people who they want to go after. And who would they be? Well, they're the kind of people that have their own businesses, self-employed people. And they those are the people they want to go after because they're controlling the rest of us. Those of us that have jobs, they're easy to control. Those of us that don't have jobs and who are independently employed and have our own businesses, like Vin Fennelli and some of the rest of you, well, we're harder to control. So there's an article about that on the website. And then there's another article about, hey, how about trading in your guns and getting a $25, $50, or $75 gift certificate? How about that? How about turning in an unwanted gun? Now, I can't imagine any gun being worth $25. It's impossible. I can't imagine a gun being worth $50. I can't imagine a gun being worth $75. I've never seen a gun trade for $25, $50, or $75. The bottom line on a gun is probably $200. So why would anybody in his right mind give away a gun for $25, $50, or $75? Why would they do that? I don't get it. So this kind of stuff is happening across the country. And not only that, not only can you turn in your gun, but you can get a free flu shot. You got to be out of your mind to do this. A flu shot? Why would anybody want a flu shot? And why would anybody want $25, $50, or $75 for a gun? Unbelievable. Survival economics today. Frank Underhill, he's the CEO of Underhill Securities Corporation, Las Vegas, Nevada. And let me give you out his number, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. Frank Underhill, welcome, Frank Underhill.
Vince, glad to be here, and how was your weekend?
I'll tell you what, I went to a gun show in, you were at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds here in Springfield,
that
Missouri.
I was.
Yeah, and so there was a gun show there, and I decided to go and see what was happening, and I saw some interesting things. The show was packed. It was really wall-to-wall, just like our expo, and it was in the same place, same Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. A lot of people. It was wall-to-wall, but what I didn't see was a lot of spending of money. There was spending of money on ammunition, But there was not a lot of spending of money on guns. And I didn't see a lot of good quality guns trading hands. I really didn't. And another thing I didn't see was a lot of guns walking around for sale. And that's my terminology. And what I mean by that is, let's say a person has a rifle that he wants to sell and take that money and buy something, in his opinion, might be better. And I didn't see a lot of that. I only saw a little bit of that, very little of it. And so I think that people are not selling their guns, except for junky guns. And you know, things that most of us would not want for one reason or another. Either they're too bulky, or they're too slow of the action, or they're, you know, poor quality or something like that. But the least expensive gun that I saw for sale was $250. And it was not something that I would want to buy. So, but I did see a lot of ammunition being sold, a lot of ammo. And many of the dealers were running out of ammunition. So that tells me, Frank, that people are concerned about what's happening. They're digging in. They are really digging in. How was your weekend?
Quiet. For the first time, I've been on the road last weekend and a bit of the week, so it's nice to simmer down a bit. However, these gold markets aren't simmering down. They just seem to be taking huge moves with what you're seeing in the European fiasco and the fiscal cliff that we're looking at here. And you would think the dollar, if anything, would want to be going a lot lower, but it just seems to be entrenched in this range here. When gold was off $25 on Wednesday, I really didn't see any news that would really, like, force it to go down there. So I don't know if it was either profit-taking or some short-term hedging. However, it is what it is, but it's nice to see it up today.
Well, I should probably tell you a little story about silver. I wanted to buy some silver last week, and I called. It was a little dip. I thought good time to buy. So I called a dealer that I've worked with over the years, and I said I'd like to buy some silver dollars. Now, silver dollars, he knows exactly what I mean when I call him. He knows the condition I'm looking for, and I, you know, I've worked with this guy for a number of years. And he quoted me $28 to $29 for some, you know, nice quality. We'll just call them nice quality that he had in stock. But he needed to count them. And he said he had about 200 to 300 of them. And I told him, okay, I'll call him right back. And so I called him back right away. And I said, okay, I'll take 300 at $328. Because he gave me the range $28 to $29. So I told him I would take 300 of them. At $28, but I didn't want them dipped in mercury. You know, they're really shiny when they do that, and they ruin them when people shine them up by putting mercury on them. And I didn't want them polished. I just wanted them, you know, as they were. He said, okay. And he called me back later that day. Well, got to the end of the day, and it was just before his closing, so I called him up, and I said, hey, what's going on? He said, well, sorry I didn't call you. Been real busy. Sold everything. Sold all my gold, all my silver. I sold all of his gold. And by the way, he didn't have any silver dollars for me. So that wiped the smile right off my face. So here's a guy that I dealt with, you know, for years.
And I'd never do business with him again after that. That's the bait and switch.
Well, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. I can't do business with him.
With this individual, that is... that is dishonest, and to say he sold all of his silver and his metal, it says he probably has no inventory or very little to begin with. Switch and find somebody else. And if you know this person, I would even go disparagingly around town and spread his name, because that is outright dishonest.
Well, you know, I can't, Frank, I can't say that he had them because he said he had to count them. But, you know, I've never called him over the years. I've never called him where he's not had hundreds, you know, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 silver dollars. Never called him when he hasn't had that kind of inventory. And all he said what he had to do was count them. I mean, this is a common discussion I'd have with him. Okay, how much are they? How many do you have? Okay, I'll call you right back. He would call and count how many he had, and I'd tell him how many I wanted. And but this time, It didn't work. And I believe it's because of the movement. And I believe, and I can't prove it, but I believe that that right now, small buyers, that would be me, are in a panic and want to get out of Federal Reserve notes and want to get into tangibles. I believe that's the case. I can't prove it, but I believe that's the case.
Well, obviously, I think that is the case, and why anybody would want to get into this this fiat currency is bewildering. I just don't see what the point is with low rates of return with very high premiums when you're going to get par on them anyways. That being said, I just want to touch on a little story I came across last week. We were talking about Turkey exchanging gold with Iran for energy. Now, today, you're talking about the government, you know, what we learned, what they do in England, they duplicate here. Now, the United States wants to tighten the trade restrictions on gold with Turkey now. So not only were we a military power around the world, now we're turning out to be a financial police officer around the world.
Yeah, makes
very
perfect sense to me. Makes sense to me. I mean, we are the biggest, meanest guys on the block. We really are. We go around beating up small countries that have natural resources. I mean, isn't that what we're doing? I mean, we tell them that it's for their own good. You know, we just blew up your infrastructure, your power grid, your power lines, your water treatment, your sewage treatment. It's for your own good. That's why we just did that. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, I think we got our own problems here we have to work out and not dictating to, you know, and frankly myself, Vincent, I have no grudge or beef with any of those people overseas. They live their life the way they want to. They've been doing it for well over thousands and thousands of years, and it's just disturbing how they can tell Turkey, that's an ally in NATO, that you can't trade with this country. And it's not money, it's not paper, it's a tangible. What the receiving party does with it is their business, basically.
Well, I'm seeing inflation like I've never really seen before. I've been trying to buy some things. Frank, I just cannot get over the price of things that are quality. Quality items are up in price. Frank Underhill's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedist.com. And talk a little bit about the meetup. Very interesting meetup we had on Friday. Standing room only, absolutely packed. And I'm going to tell you why when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze-dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JettoProducts.com.
Go to the economiccollapseblog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's the economiccollapseblog.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, some of the controls. Alex has most of the controls. And, you know, we're talking about, Frank, the meetup, and you've been to Ziggy's in Springfield, Missouri, on Sunshine and Glenstone. And last Friday night we had a meetup, and normally we have, you know, one seminar per Friday night, and that would be, oh, gold or silver or inflation or survival economics or how to do something in survival mode or how to prepare or how to grow a garden or how to save seeds or water filtration or something like that. And we have a different seminar every Friday night. Well, we had two seminars last Friday, and one of them was a man who came from South Africa, and he was involved in a civil war. Why? Because a civil war was brought to him on his farm. His wife's farm of 8,000 acres where 150 families lived and worked in harmony, blacks and whites together. And they were all there, you know, working, and everything was fine. And all of a sudden, they're involved in a civil war, and they were thrown off their farm. And we talked about that. And we talked about the signs that are involved. You know, what do you look for? And he talked about the indoctrination of young people. He talked about taking over that generation. He talked about television. And, you know, what are young people doing today that is productive? What, you know, does a young person say to their friends, hey, come on over to my house. This is really cool. I built this really neat science experiment, and here's what it does. I want to show you, you know, something physical. No. They don't do that. They're really excited about showing each other pictures on their cell phones. Hey, look, here's a picture of this or an image of that. They don't, they're really not involved with physical things like science experiments or physics experiments or building a radio transmitter or building a radio receiver. They just don't do those kinds of things anymore. And we're talking about how we are getting dumber and how we know how to do less and less and less. And that's one of the signs of our collapse. And then after that, we had another seminar right after. We just took a 5-minute break and went right into the next seminar. And that was with our USAPrepares.com instructor, Bob Gaskin. And he was talking about society-ending events. And we were there from 5:30 till midnight, packed house. And society-ending events are things like grid collapse. You know, what happens when the power grid goes down and you can't buy what you need, like gasoline and food and those kinds of things? What happens and how does society unravel? How do we turn from civilized into Mad Max, every man and woman and child for him and herself? And that's what we talked about. And that went on till midnight. Wild. And, Frank, record
fraud. Well, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall.
Oh, man. Well, as a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a live broadcast in the afternoon, right from the DoubleTree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri. And, Bob is going to be doing questions and answers, Bob Gaskin, from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And then he and I are going on the air. We're going to do it right from the DoubleTree in Springfield, Missouri. We're going to go on from 3 to 4. And then from 4 o'clock to 5, we're going to do questions and answers. And then from 5 to 9, the seminar about, you know, rifle, pistol, shotgun. What do you do if, you know, how do you prevent people from breaking down your front door and taking what you have? And, you know, nice people are nice when they have what they need. But what happens if they're starving? Are they still nice? I don't think so. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So if anyone wants, I'll tell you what, let me give out the number since I talked about this. If you'd like to get more information, now there is a charge for this if you want to attend the seminar. But I think if you just want to come for the question and answer session, that's probably free. So that's 615-414-2613. 615-414-2613. That's Springfield, Missouri today, tonight. And I'll be there. And Frank, I think you met Bob Gaskin at the Black Dog Gun Range. He's one of the instructors I'm sure that you shook hands with, but there's so many people, it's hard to remember who's who. Frank, what would you say is happening in gold? I mean, what do you think is happening? Aren't the big guys, aren't the wealthy buying gold at record rates right now?
This is what you're seeing in his prayer programs. They're talking about Paulson buying gold. They're talking about Soros buying gold.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about that a little bit more when we come back? I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call Frank Underhill, let me give you his number. It's 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
because bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there now is an automotive accessory that meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'd like to suggest that you drive down your expenses by calling your credit card, call your telephone company and your television provider, whether it be cable or satellite TV, and ask them for a discount for a year. And you ought to be able to get at least a $10 a month discount just by asking. Ask politely and ask for customer retention. And also, if you have a finance charge and you're a good customer on your credit card and you get a finance interest charge because of a late payment or something like that, I call them up and ask them to waive it. You know, they will probably waive it for one time. And but they forget. So you might, if you do it again a year later, give them a call. an ear and ask them to waive it again. But you've got to be a good customer, and you have to be polite in order to make that happen. And then ask for customer retention. Frank Gold, what's happening? The big guys are buying it, right? The sales are up, right?
Correct. There was, I think, Zero Hedge came up with an article that's saying that gold sales are on a record. That being said, you know, gold is also a lot more expensive to mine. And I was reading an article about First Quantum wanting to take over another company, and this time they want to pay more for it. So you're still seeing a lot of mergers and acquisitions. And I use the word acquisition as opposed to consolidation, because acquiring is when somebody sees value in something, they want to take it over. You're seeing a lot of that. You're seeing these royalty companies still buying into miners. And on top of that, you look at the royalty company prices, they seem to be holding in there quite handsomely. And I just want to say something about what you're saying about the credit card company. It just twigged something in me. These, and it has to do with a piece of mail I got in my mail. You know, I come in, I'm all happy-go-lucky. Then I see a letter from the Missouri Secretary of State's office. And there's a form in there, yeah, to pay taxes. Now, Vincent, I don't, you know, when I show up, I don't go to sell anything or write books or sell books or anything like that. And there's always seems to be the premise, if you show up somewhere, bingo, there is a some pennies to be squeezed. And the trouble with these governments are they're treating everybody like a barrack heap leaching pad, where they're going to throw the chemicals on you and then leach treasures out of you. You're seeing this with phone companies. You're seeing this with credit card companies. You're seeing this with companies advertising on TV. Are you in debt? Are you going to lose your home? Are you considering bankruptcy? Are you doing – it's always the – even Mitt Romney on the campaign trail, are you better off now than – they use the are you better off to sell you something. Do not be fooled. There is a big way of dependency to have you as an individual dependent on somebody else with this premise that they can help you. Now, getting back to this Missouri business, I take exception to receiving mail wanting something. And it's ridiculous. And this is why I'm even afraid to even leave my state, because you go over there, you're either going to get a – like I was in Phoenix over the Thanksgiving weekend. And you think you're having a nice drive, you know, like I love desert view, and you think there's a police officer going to pull you over and write you up a $500 ticket. We must stop being pinched for our pennies, or in some cases for a lot of people, those pennies mean do you eat, does your family eat or not?
Well, they're not pennies. They're tens, hundreds, and thousands. Frank, I have said on air, I don't say this very much in the morning broadcast, but I do say it in the afternoon broadcast. I mention that when you get pulled over, make sure you get the officer's name and badge number, and you tell them that that you got it, and that you're going to see him in court, and you're going to be discussing this, and then make sure that you tell us at USAPrepares.com what happened, and we'll talk about it on the air. And let them know that we're going to talk about this on the air. And you see, these guys, when they show up, when they had these gauntlets, Frank, it's not one guy. It's not one guy at an intersection saying, may I have your license? May I look at your license? May I look at your registration? Please. It's five cars or six cars. They gang up on us. And if you notice, they wear hats. And the hats make them taller. You know, they don't wear uniforms to make them look smaller. They wear uniforms to bulk them up and make them look 30% bigger than they really are, and maybe 15% taller than they really are. Well, I mean, that's why they wear those hats, to intimidate you. They wear the sunglasses, they wear the hats, they wear these dark uniforms, they've got all kinds of accessories on them. They've got tasers, they've got extra magazines, they've got handcuffs, they've got billy clubs, they've got, I mean, it's unbelievable.
On a humoristic note, like when I drive into Phoenix, I think I'm going to get a reception like Clint Eastwood got in The Gauntlet.
Right. So anyway, make sure that you get the name and the badge number, and What we do is we turn on our phone and we start the recording. That's what we do. As a matter of fact, I met, you asked me about the gun show or what I did over the weekend. I met a guy who's, I'm going to put him on the air, and they have a dash camera. And normally the dash camera is aimed out the windshield, and it attaches to your windshield with a suction cup, very much like a GPS unit would. And, you know, you can video what's in front of you. Well, if you get stopped, you turn it 90 degrees and you aim it out the driver's window, make sure the audio's on, and you record everything. Then you can record how polite the officer is, and you can record exactly what happens. Exactly what happens. Now you have some evidence. Why are these guys recording you? You bet they're recording you. These guys, a lot of them have secret recorders in their pockets. They have transmitters that go back to their cars. They've got a video camera on you all the time when they pull you over. So they're recording you, and it's just self-defense. That's all it is. So we're going to start using that kind of technology, and I'm going to have these guys on the air. Boy, I think you hit one of my buttons.
Well, I was in Austin, Texas a year ago at Brave New Books, and there's a guy there talking, Barry Cooper, used to be a sheriff's officer with the Williams or Travis County, whatever, sheriff's office, and he sold people these Barry cams that go on your keychain that record everything. And I hate to say, if this is the society in which we're heading in, you really wonder, like, what's the point in even living? Because, you know, it's very oppressive. And, I used to think that this was just, you know, unbalanced people in this, but now I've, you know, being here for as many years, you start to see the picture, pretty clear right now.
Yeah. I'd like to think that, you know, the police and the prosecutor are on one side. The judge is kind of neutral in the middle, and, you know, we're on the other side. Well, I'm not sure that's the case. Actually, I think the case really is that we're alone on our side, and everybody else is on the other side. I hate to say that, but I think the judges, I think the police, and I think the prosecutors all work for the same company. I really do. And we are at a severe, severe disadvantage. So if you, oh, by the way, if you have to go to trial, demand a jury trial of your peers. Demand a jury trial. So if I get a traffic ticket, I'm going to demand a jury trial. That's what I'm going to do. I don't care how long it takes. That's what I'm going to do. So, Frank, I've gotten some questions, emails from people in our class asking about junior mining companies. Would you like to talk about them in any capacity?
Yeah, sure, I will. That's a portion that I follow very closely. I think people who don't have a whole lot of money to run out and buy a Barrick or an Agnico or Newmont, and you go look to the lower tier, smaller production companies that people have never heard of before. And I recommend people start, small and grow. And as I alluded earlier about, acquisitions, that's why I like these mid-tier companies, because seniors generally buy them up, while they're still generally not a household name. Now, when you buy any mid-tier, any junior, Vincent, people are basically fishing, and you're dropping a line there on the premise that there will be expanded production, or what I like is acquisition. I generally, you know, don't like to hold in things and just wait around for the next shareholder meeting or the proxy to come in the mail. And if you can get a chance to take advantage of short-term bounces, that's probably a place you'd want to be. And again, call my office. I'm more than happy to speak to anybody on this topic in particular.
So, Frank, you don't give out specific recommendations
on
the phone,
and I understand it. Yeah, everybody has a different criteria, and I have to watch what I say. I'm not a financial analyst by no means, but I like one-on-one.
Okay. And Frank, so if someone wants to contact you and talk about junior mining stocks, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Frank, let me ask you this. Would you be interested in doing a teleseminar meetup with us one Friday evening. We've never done that with you before, but Ricky Rocket, you met him, you know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he's done one. Is that something that you might be able to do?
Well, if Corey can make it happen, I'm more than happy to show up.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure he can make it happen. We'll just do an audio. So that ought to be a lot of fun. So we'll keep that in as a possibility. We'll do a Ziggy's meetup with you, Frank. Does investing in silver make any sense at this point? And as full disclosure, I bought some silver last week.
Yeah,
I tried to buy it at the bottom.
When you look at the pricing of it, you got to buy it when nobody wants it. And right now, silver seems to be hovering in here in a narrow range. And I think, again, silver is always a follower of gold because you have the leverage of the silver behind you. And, you know, there are silver miners that are probably very attractive here. Like, I look at anything under $10 that's in production as a rule. And there's a lot of these companies that are like that right now. And mind you, too, a lot of them don't even, you know, aren't household names as of yet. So.
Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, when we get back on the other side of this break, can we talk about some of the risks that are involved in mining stocks? We'll talk about juniors, and we'll talk about mid-tier, and then we'll talk about seniors. Is that okay with you? We'll be right back, right after these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dried Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, you know, Alex has most of the controls. I only have a few of the controls here in Missouri. Frank Underhill's with us. And Frank, you know, Bob Chapman and I, before you and I started broadcasting together, Bob Chapman would recommend mining stocks, and he would say there's a tremendous amount of leverage, and he recommended it. Can we talk about the risks versus the rewards of junior miners, mid-tier, and seniors? Can we do that in the next 4 minutes?
I believe so. Sure. First of all, there's currency risk. You know, gold is pegged to currency. The U.S. dollar goes up, gold goes down, and vice versa. Gold is more or less an equilibrium. Then you have exploration risk. Companies can keep drilling and drilling and drilling, and good results, then come with a bad hole, and that could, of course, you know, put a kibosh on the entire project right there. Then you also have foreign, international, like you saw in Venezuela when Chavez took over. They suspended a big miner down there. They found a huge ore body, and I believe they're taking that away from the company. I don't even believe it's around anymore, but if it is, it'd be very low. So you also got to be looking about geographical risk as well, too. And
Frank, yes. when you talk about geographical risk, you're talking about a country taking over, nationalizing a gold or silver or other mine, just taking it?
It has happened, absolutely. And this is generally why I like to stick with North America or Mexico, because Mexico's part of NAFTA, and there's some remedy. But when you deal in these socialist countries in South America, unless you're like Barrick or Newmont or big, you know, enterprising, then, you know, I'd be concerned with juniors in those parts of the world. Because those companies can still keep operating even if they lose a mine altogether. Junior usually is a one-trick pony that if they lose it, they lose everything. Mm-hmm. And there are these despots out there. You look what's going on in Africa. You look at South America. You look at China. I'm very dubious of that of doing business in those parts of the world.
Okay.
And generally, I like to do business where people speak English. If it's a foreign impediment, language barrier, I think you're just asking for trouble.
Okay, so let's talk about, one of the risks is that the country can nationalize a mine. Okay, what other kinds of risks are there? Can you lose everything? Can you lose your entire investment?
Yeah, you could. But generally, I try to minimize risk by getting companies that are well-seasoned and underway. But there are chances, yeah, you can lose your whole, depending, if the risk-reward ratio goes into play.
Okay. So how do you, as someone who's working with one of your customers, help prevent loss of investment? And what do you do? What do you do to help your customers?
You look for production, and you look at a company that's working in a country that is friendly to ours. I think that's paramount. If there's a company, let's say, finds a big gold discovery in the Congo, they got wars over there, and I don't think they're really friendly to America, so I would put a kibosh on that quickly. You look at that lady that's the head of Argentina there, I'd be very dubious of what goes on there. And also, you don't want to invest in a country like that has a Greek situation where the currency and the inflation are so out of control where they take over the banking and the mining sector.
Well, there you have it. Another hour. Goes so quickly, Frank. Frank Underhill's. He's with Underhill Securities Corporation, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. Link on the website, page 1, under instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.